We're doing the Drashot HaRan, we're on page Shin Nun Daled in the Mosada of Cook edition. The Ran had been analyzing the verses in which Moshe says, look at how Hashem loves you, the people of Israel. And he continues, V'achakach amar. The verse then says, Rakishamar lecha shmon avshcha meot ben tishkach tadvim sheru einecha. Moshe warns the Jewish people, be careful. Don't forget what you've seen. What you've seen. V'kesho mikra zeh. How is this connected to the preceding verse? He said, who is a great nation like you that Hashem is close to? Who is a great nation that has such righteous statutes and laws? And then he says, just remember what you saw. How does that connect? Mashma shnei dvarim. He says, it would seem on two levels that the verses are connected. V'hu komer, it's as though the verse would say, Aval pi shetireh shehashem yitbarach yeh karov elecha b'chol korecha elav. Even though you've seen, whenever you pray to Hashem, He's close to you. Mitzad niflot achonot, if you think back the previous few years, you've seen that Moshe says to the Jewish people, lo tishkach harishonot. But Moshe is saying, don't forget what happened 40 years ago. We're standing at the end of the 40 years. You're about to leave the desert. And you know, right now, in the wars you had to wage, Sihon, Og, the tremendous wars, remember the land they conquered was almost the size of the whole land of Israel. Sihon and Og were more powerful than the kings of the land of Israel. Even Moshe got scared when he looked at them. So they just saw two great miracles. Moshe says, yeah, but don't forget what happened 39 years ago when we received the Torah. Keminagosh lolam, because that's the way people ordinarily behave. I remember 11, 12 years ago, there was such a drought here, they were talking about importing glaciers, they were talking about bringing in water from Turkey, they were talking about all kinds of solutions. There was such a drought 12 years ago, no one knew how we'd get out of it. And in 1 year, we had such rainfall that they had to open the dams. You had 1 year, tremendous rainfall, there were, Bat Yam was flooded. You didn't stop having floods in the country. What? About 12 years ago. No one remembers it. It's like nothing happened. But where was the country? We were on the brink of disaster. They made laws where it was prohibited to water your gardens. It was prohibited to wash your cars. There were so many laws constricting water usage. They were talking about turning on the water for people only for certain hours of the day. It was so bad. They were saying that people would only be able to take showers for this hour in the day and this hour at night. They were analyzing all kinds of solutions how to reduce our water consumption because of the drought. And look, no one even remembers it. In 1 year, everything turned upside down. No one thinks about it. The Gulf War, who thinks about it? I'm saying so many good things happened to us here in Eretz Yisrael in our lifetime that we forget about them. That's the way of the world. So that's what Moshe is telling the Jewish people. You're going to remember what happened now. Just be careful. Don't forget what happened 39 years ago. That's tremendous what happened at Matan Torah. Moshe Darshu Rabotenu Zal, as our sages taught, Bevayu Advarim Eila Shanochim Tzavcha Yom Alevavecha, on the words. It says, these words of Torah that I teach you should be upon your heart. Al Yiyu Beinecha Kidyut Gima Yeshana. Our sages say it shouldn't be like an old decree. Sometimes there's an old law. The king puts out an old law, so everyone forgets about it. Shen adam sofna. No one gives it any importance. Yeah, I've heard of that. Ela kedyut gima chadasha, shakol ratzin likratah. It should be like a new law that everyone looks to analyze it. Look, when Obamacare came out, every company hired lawyers to understand, what does this law do to us? How do we deal with this law? What are we supposed to do now? Everyone analyzed it. Everyone wanted to know what to do. There's a new law out. So the same is with the Torah. If it's an old-time law, so who looks at it? If it's something new, so you find every new way to analyze it. Let me understand how I'm supposed to deal with this. That's why Moshe over here tells the Jewish people, just be careful, don't forget. Moshe says, even though I know the continuation of Jewish history is going to be a continuation of miracles. Al yihu kol kach avimin alecha mipnei shem chadashim ad shetishkach bishvilam et hayishanim. They shouldn't be so cherished in your eyes that you forget the first ones. That's what happened with Zionism. People got so excited they were coming back to Israel. I was there when teachers told their children in the beginning of the month of Nisan, we are now entering the holiday seasons. What holiday is coming up? So all the kids raise their hand and say Yom HaAtzmaut. And the teacher says, very good. And then after teaching them about Yom HaTzma'ut for a few days, the teacher comes back and says, by the way, Pesach's also coming. And it can happen. So the teacher was very excited. You know, look at the salvation of Israel. We're back. But the present excitement caused her to forget the old excitement. The children came to the Seder singing partisan songs. I'm telling you a true story. Because the teacher was so excited. So she meant well. The Ran says it's natural. When you see what's current, so that can excite you to the point where you forget your history. That's why Moshe has to warn us. He says, I know things are going to be good. I know you're going to see your prayers are answered. And I know you might come to forget what happened back when you left Egypt, what happened to all the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim and Matan Torah. So be careful. You shouldn't forget that honorable situation, circumstance where, look at what Hashem did on your behalf. Because that is the pillar of Torah. Mamad al Sinai is a pillar of Torah. As the commentaries expand over there. And there's another reason why Moshe said, just be careful. He says, it leads into the conclusion of the sentence. Moshe says, be careful to remember accurately what happened at Sinai. You did not see a picture. At Sinai, what you heard Hashem. But don't attribute to Hashem any form. And that's why Moshe repeats the warning later on. Be very careful, because you did not see any vision. You did not see any form. We are very tempted to classify Hashem. It's an ongoing human temptation throughout all our lives in different ways. I have to tell my child, you will see. You'll be walking in the street and your kid will start asking you questions. And as they keep asking you questions, they'll start asking you about God. And when they ask you about God, you're going to be tempted to give them an answer. They're going to try to understand God. They're legitimately trying to understand, but we don't. We know certain things Hashem revealed to us. He took us out of Mitzrayim. He loves us. He takes care of us. And then the kid's going to ask, so why did our neighbor's grandmother die? Now what are you going to say? And why did my pet cat die? Now what are you going to say? That's how Hashem created the world. And the child's going to say, why? What are you going to say?
Ask your mom.
Ask your mom. So there's this temptation to put Hashem in a little box. You want to know what Hashem is? I'll draw it to you. I'll draw you a picture of the Kruvim. No, be very careful. Don't attribute any form, any picture to Hashem. And if you look closely, that's what the words indicate. It says, be very careful. And later on it says, that repeated warning is with the same direction. Be careful not to give Hashem a form. Be careful not to quantify him.
Was there any discussion at all about Moshe, because he had seen Hashem in a different light, about how he visualized Hashem?
The Gemara says, what he saw, but he knew that he was being shown a vision. Right. Hashem ish milchama. Hashem can appear like a man of war. Hashem appears in Daniel like an old man. He's wearing a white cloak, and the hair on his head is like white wool. Okay, yeah, he's the old man, right? Obviously not. But the visions represent different messages to the people. It's as though a person would tell his friend, be very careful not to fall into that pit, because I know you're about to fall there. When Moshe keeps warning them, it's because he knows this pitfall is luring to us. He knows that we're on the verge of falling there. There's a reason why the world likes to go after paganism. And paganism has many forms, because it's much more comfortable to pray before something physical. So the idea is as follows. Moshe began by saying, what other nation has Hashem so close to them? So a person is tempted to say, I'm close to Hashem, so Hashem is close to me. That's the beautiful line in Inherit the Wind, where the lawyer asks the judge, we say God created man in his form, but did man create God in man's form? Right? The lawyer's an apostate. The Torah says Hashem created man in Hashem's form. So the lawyer says, no, man created God in man's form. Right? So, what?
That's the danger.
Okay, so there's a warning here. I just told you, Moshe says to the people, I just told you, look, Hashem's so close to you. One of the dangers that happens when Hashem is close to us is that we think we have him. That's the danger with amulets. Why do people want tzgulos? Because if you do this, God will definitely do that. Here, it's a done deal. You've cornered him. And everyone wants to corner God. I mean, that's what we want. We want control in our lives. But we don't have control. We don't understand him. We don't know what he's planning or why he does things. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know. Moshe Rabbeinu had questions. And it's frustrating to live like that until a person comes to terms with that and realizes that's the way it's going to be. An old relative of mine said to me a few weeks ago, he said, you know, I'm getting old and I think that I will leave this world with not having made a dent in my understanding of the Creator. I'm leaving it as dumb as I came in. So I said to him, you know, I'll tell you something that's more shocking to me, and that is that I've come to this world, and I think I will leave this world, and I haven't made a dent in understanding myself. The Creator is external, but I should understand what it is, that soul that's within me, shouldn't I? Who's doing the talking right now? Huh? Do we understand what we are? The Creator is out there, but what about me? Do I understand what it is, that soul that's within me? I say it every morning. Elokai neshama shenatata bi torahi. Really? But do I understand that? Succumbing.
That's the way, right? You're supposed to say you get a glimpse of the Creator.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think this is like an issue only for like people like us? Rambam, like the Torah giants, you know, like, do you think they struggle with this issue?
We learned in the Ran and the Ramban and the Chazonish, they all quote the verses from Tehillim where David HaMelech says the same thing. He says, you want to understand the world. What I was telling this person was what David HaMelech says. And again, the Rishonim understand the verses in Tehillim that way. That David HaMelech was saying, and when I look at myself and I don't begin to understand how I function, then I could look up to you, Hashem. That's a part of life, yes. Coming back to the Ran, so the Ran says, being that Hashem got close to us, Moshe warns us and says, you might think that if you're close to Hashem, then Hashem is close to you in the sense, ve'yavol lachshov ledamot bo ezeh davar mimekrei hageshem. You might think that Hashem can be affected like he was your friend. A person might come to think that Hashem is like, he's like me. Ve'lefichach amar, and that's why Moshe adds this warning. Imiyot shetireh zeh tamid. Even though you will see constantly in your life that Hashem does respond to your prayers, Hisham alecha ushmo nafshecha meod. But be so careful. Ben tishkach ha-mamad ha-hu ha-nichbad shaya bo mikurvat Hashem yitbarach im borav. Let's go back to the stance at Sinai, where Hashem got close to you. Never in human history did such a thing occur, before or afterwards. And even so, you got no picture. As close as you got, you don't begin to have a picture of Hashem. Because there is no picture that a human being can have. The only thing you could hear is the sound of what Hashem is telling you. So that's the warning over here. Hashem came close. Don't think because of that that you can encapsulize him. He is beyond our concepts. Yes?
I totally agree.